Blog Talk Radio.
Clubs beats.com.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, then the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people by constitutional privilege that belongs with the Congress. But it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Against the Grain. I am your host, Rush Perez of the Real World Order and administrator of ANTRN, Against Normal Trends Radio Network. This show is a secret society show. If in case you're a new listener and you're wondering what the SSS is, a secret society series that we have here at Against the Grain, or ATG. And it's not necessarily so much secret societies, but it's the societies behind the puppets. So as we've hit on plenty of times on Against the Grain, BTV, which is Beyond the Veil, the mothership of ANTRN, the mother show, we've talked about that quite a bit. So this time we want to go into point five. You know what I'm saying? Because Big Brother and Big Sister, as far as surveillance and everything else, you can look across the country from, across the world, from the United States to London, UK, still these terrorist things seem to still go on, which makes one put on their Operation Matrix 3 hat and start to wonder, well, then if it's not keeping us more safe, then why the hell do we have it? Yeah, I tell you, more questions than answers indeed. But today is 4/23/2018, and I thank everybody from around the world for joining us this evening. Sorry it is a short notice show, but I did run across a YouTuber that I watch quite frequently and have been watching for quite a while. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, you're watching YouTube to get your facts. And I use several different sources to get my facts, and if they're telling the truth, then I'm going to go for it. Bill Cooper said it the best: listen to everything, read everything, but believe nothing unless you have irrefutable, documented, factual proof. Hedgehog, as far as I've known, and as far as I've been watching quite a few of his videos and his production, one, the production is immaculate, very nice, very well done, very well put together, very organized and easy to understand, even smarter than a fifth grader type thing, which is something that you need when you're dealing with a huge platform like YouTube and you never know who is going to be your customer or your observer. Hedgehog has always been a very, very good source of information on real news. You know, they don't really I don't know if it's one person or if it's a group of people, so I really apologize to the people at the Hedgehog facility or whatnot, or, camp. Either or, I think it's just one person, but your team or the people that help you, I don't care if it's your girlfriend, I greatly appreciate you guys always hunting and searching for the truth. You can check out this YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/HedgehogX, which should be easy for you guys to remember because I'm Dead Man X, so... Over the years, you guys have known that, so, you know, it shouldn't be hard. Again, his YouTube channel is youtube.com/C/HedgehogX. You can also catch them on Facebook at HedgehogYT, all right? I haven't made any communication with them. Mind you, every time that I reference a YouTuber or anything like that, is a simple fact is that I know what YouTube is doing. We know what YouTube is doing. We know what all these huge, too-big-to-fail media platforms disguised as social platforms really are social engineering and destroying nuclear families and just normal ways of interacting with human beings. I mean, how many times do you see people that are nose deep into their phone but don't know how to talk to a person face-to-face? Which is a lot of the problems that we have. I mean, hell, some people won't even invite certain people over to dinner for the holidays because they're a Trump supporter or they're not a Trump supporter or you support this or you don't. We can't have an actual intellectual dialogue of just the facts. But anywho, again, please check out Hedgehog. He's got about 30,000 subscribers. Please check him out, youtube.com/C/HedgehogX. And then catch them on Facebook at HedgehogYT. And again, like I said, you can say all the shit you want to about me watching YouTube videos and being like, really? Yeah, because guess what? They work hard. They're dealing with censorship. Some of these, especially in the truther movement or the people that are actually about the truther movement, and I wouldn't even say the truther movement because I think that's a horrible label. I really don't like labels. But people who know the truth, who are searching for the truth and want to spread the truth so that we all can learn, you know, the same vehicle that the RWO was started on. Let's not forget, how did the RWO start? I was one person who thought nobody else understood me, and I started connecting with people who understood whether they agreed or agreed to disagree, and we all got together and was able to form a huge dialogue. And look, after all these years, look how big we've gotten. And it's not even about the size, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't sell snake oils or any of that BS. We just give you the facts, tell you to DYOR, do your own research, and go from there. But I will tell you, the Hedgehog YouTube channel is very good. Like, he talks about Elon Musk warns about coming World War III and several other different topics. That was about a month ago. They control everything. Talks about the Illuminati, and people raise their eyebrow or roll their eyes and talk about, oh, well, you're on that conspiracy thing. Conspiracy to me is almost like what David Chappelle said about craziness. Saying something to this point in our society with fake news and teleprompter prostitutes and media whores, controlled by the Telemoon, Jewish Empire, and the Rothschilds, it's really, you know, it right now and has been is a great time for you to put on your Operation Matrix 3 helmet and question everything, including oneself. So I'm doing this because, one, the people that are really telling the truth and are using YouTube as a platform to broadcast to everybody to bring this information, they are getting censored. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people stopped doing their normal jobs and started to stop doing their normal life just so that they can bring people the truth. And this was a way for them to bring up their income and to survive and everything else and still bring everybody the truth. And as laws come, SEC and everything else, it's getting a little more difficult. So I'm using my platform as far as radio, which is quite a bit different than YouTube posting, and helping where I can. I don't know the people at Hedgehog. I hope they reach out to me someday, or I'll be able to reach out to them, and then maybe we can connect and have a really great dialogue on air so you guys can talk to the people behind these videos. But I'm doing this because I would like to help out former grassroots independent journalists, citizen journalists, professional journalists, turning independent, whatever it is. Whoever is bringing the facts, I want to help. So nevertheless, The reason why this show was kind of like not really promoted as I usually do or anything else like that is because I was going through research today after printing out the weekly receipt, which is just our no white noise, just all the stats, all the facts and everything else. You can catch that every Monday. It's always out before 2 p.m. On Mondays. It gives you the Dow Jones, volcanoes, earthquakes, you name it, U.S. debt, world debt, gold holdings, energy holdings, XYZ. But I ran across this and I was like, ooh, this is really good. And the reason why I really like Hedgehog YouTubes is because although it's video, there is so much dialogue in there that I'm able to convert the audio into the radio. But nevertheless, all credit goes to Hedgehog. Please go check out his link and everything else. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Big Brother and Big Sis are all over us. We have so many different surveillance apparatuses, it's ridiculous. And yet, no, terror still happens, shootout still happens, still everything. So there's two things that you have to conclude. One, the world is always going to be evil and we're never going to be able to catch it up. Nor number two, somebody's lying to us and they're actually withholding that information. It doesn't seem too unfamiliar, does it? Think about the mystery schools, since this is a secret society series. Think about it. The Masons, and all the rest of the secret societies, they hold themselves on a higher echelon of society because they have knowledge that they are illuminated to, but you are not. Okay, that's what separates them. That's what makes them a secret society, is that they have knowledge that they spread along the members that they invite. Other than that, then they are on a different echelon than the rest of the world. Agree? Agree? Disagree? Whatever. Well, I would like to play this 10-minute video really, 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 really quick here and let you guys get this, because I really want this on the record. And please, again, like I said, please go check out his or their, I'm not sure, YouTube account and check it out. Filled with great information that you can just go do your own research on. No conclusions made or anything like that. This is just information of things that you're not going to hear on your Channel 6 channel. I mean, not Channel 6. Your 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you know, noon news. Okay? But it's still information that can hit your dinner table. All right? So without further ado, here we go.
While our officers are facing an increasingly dangerous environment, we are seeing a growing debate about so-called warrior cops, a term that I've heard, and the militarization of police.
Now folks, let's be honest. I grew up in a law enforcement family. Maybe there was a day when if a man was asked for an ass whooping, it's a cop's job to give it to him, yeah? Well, that day is gone. If it ever existed, it's gone today. There is no action you can engage in that will not be on CNN and YouTube tomorrow morning. You don't have to like it. You got to accept it. It's called reality. There's cameras and umpires everywhere.
What we want in a modern liberal democracy is we want to turn violence on and off like a faucet. The only way you make a frightened person react in a certain way is to drill it into them, to make it a conditioned response.
Men in Kevlar vests and helmets, camouflage, carrying automatic rifles, moving in tactical armored vehicles. These aren't American troops on the battlefield, but police in Ferguson. One observer says he thought he saw police in an MRAP. It's part of what the ACLU, in a recent report, called the excessive militarization of American policing.
These new eyes in the sky are raising some concerns about law enforcement's capability for surveillance.
This is the Matrice 200 series, DJI's most rugged, reliable, and versatile commercial aircraft to date.
It's state-of-the-art technology that can go where police, firefighters, and paramedics can't. To that end, each is tricked out with 3 high-def tilt and zoom cameras, as well as thermal imaging. And that makes some people nervous.
They could be flying a drone outside here, right, while we're talking, and they're looking in the window.
Vic Walsack, the director of the American Civil Liberties Union in Pittsburgh, has concerns about their surveillance capabilities, especially by law enforcement.
This is a significant expansion on the police department's ability to invade people's privacy.
Saying that you don't care about privacy because you've got nothing to hide is no different than saying you don't care about freedom of speech because you've got nothing to say. That's a fundamental misunderstanding of the nature of rights and what privacy really is, what it's for. Privacy isn't about having something to hide. Privacy is about having something to protect. And that's a free and open society. That thing is liberty.
You know, a lot of people are worried about government agencies spying on them, but they don't seem to be worried about Google or AT&T, who are handling their data minute by minute, and in fact can do pretty much whatever they want with it.
Labeled one of New York City's weirdest and most iconic skyscrapers, 33 Thomas Street has been a source of mystery for many years. Constructed and owned by AT&T, this faceless concrete tower has been linked to the NSA.
Many are calling this skyscraper the most terrifying building in the world. Tom Hanks sure thinks so. He was taking a stroll in Lower Manhattan when he spotted the building and tweeted, "This is the scariest building I've ever seen. What goes on inside?" His tweet set social media into a frenzy of speculation. It's the Men in Black headquarters.
I've definitely heard that there's maybe some secret government stuff in there.
What is it that people find menacing? Notice, no windows. Not one window on any of its 29 floors. Those aren't windows, they're giant air vents. So what gives? Well, we can now solve the mystery, or at least part of it. Turns out the building is owned by AT&T, and it doesn't have any windows for a reason. It may be the only skyscraper in New York City built to withstand a nuclear blast. There's reportedly enough food, water, and generator fuel to sustain 1,500 people for 2 weeks. The skyscraper is located at 33 Thomas Street in Lower Manhattan. According to a recent documentary, Project X, the building houses AT&T's telecommunications infrastructure and also serves as a listening post for the NSA, the super secret national security agency.
When approaching facility, ring the buzzer and wait for admittance.
Just look at the building. It's got no windows. It looks like something from a space movie. The building is very sensitive to the sun and temperature, so that's why you have these big vents that you can regulate, like basically a big air conditioner.
The main entrance is right here. When I walked inside and tried to get more answers, security told me the place was off limits to cameras.
For most of us, GPS is just how we get driving directions, but it's much more than that. If our GPS satellites were damaged, it could take down everything from electricity to transportation to our phones.
This is a major national security issue. It is a major economic issue.
Starting route to 50.
The same GPS technology that gives us driving directions through our phones also makes us vulnerable. Congressman John Garamendi says attacks or interference with GPS satellites could take out 911 systems nationwide, make ATM machines and credit cards useless, keep airplanes grounded, and even disrupt the country's electrical grid.
It can happen, and it has happened.
He says last year a GPS spoofing attack made it appear as though 20 ships in the Black Sea were instead at the Sochi airport. Another potential danger? GPS jamming devices.
You jam it around an airport, around a port. Ships won't be able to dock. Planes won't be able to land.
Dr. William Cressy, a fraud expert with Governor State University, points to a 2013 incident. A worker evading his boss's GPS tracker on a company truck used the jamming device while at Newark Airport. The device crippled the airport. Planes could not take off or land. Cressy says GPS jammers can actually be purchased online.
I think it would be a wise move to somehow regulate the sale and use of GPS jammers. They are being abused for this reason.
It's going to sit here and try to acquire satellites and not be able to get them.
GPS jammers, he says, can shut down alarm systems on ATM machines and create havoc with financial markets.
We are one of the only countries in this world that does not have a terrestrial-based backup system.
Countries like China and Russia have backup systems in case of attacks or other failures. The U.S. does not.
You are entering one of the most secret places on Earth. It's a bunker built into a hollowed-out mountain in Colorado. It's just one of the top secret shelters where 7,000 Americans will go to in the event of nuclear annihilation.
The government built more than 100 of these bunkers and relocation facilities around the country.
There's no room for families.
Wives and children not included.
The plans to get a small number of government officials out of Washington, out of major cities, and into these bunkers around the country. And it doesn't include families.
Garrett Graff is the author of the new book, Raven Rock, the U.S. government's secret plan to save itself while the rest of us die. Another bunker is buried in Virginia at a place called Mount Weather.
This is the Mount Weather facility about 60 miles west of Washington, D.C. And it looks like a typical secure government facility. It is surrounded by a chain link fence with a barbed wire at the top.
Armed security patrol the entrance to a doomsday bunker that's reserved for the wealthy elite.
Since the election of Donald Trump, we've seen a whole new demographic of people calling in, people that didn't know we existed before.
Larry Hall is the owner of the Survival Condo Project. These 16,000 pound doors lock you inside. We're heading deep below the surface of the earth into an underground bunker like no other.
We are in a typical full-floor residential unit, and even though we are more than 100 feet underground right now, you can see that it's certainly not a claustrophobic area.
12 luxurious condos exist here with fireplaces, high-end appliances, jacuzzis, even windows. Yes, windows. High-definition TVs broadcast a live feed of the outside world right into your living room. And look at this. It's a swimming pool with a slide and waterfall. Other common areas include a movie theater, rock climbing wall, and shooting range. There's even a farm that grows all the fresh fruits and vegetables you'll need.
This can grow up to 70 different species of plants, lettuces, tomatoes, carrots.
The bunker runs on power sources like wind and diesel generators.
We have enough fuel to run these diesels for 2.5 years.
Definitely, definitely an intense report that caught really, not necessarily caught my attention, but just something that we talk about all the time. And here it is, 4/23/2018, we're talking about it again. We're talking about the mysterious no-windowed having a huge skyriser that is in New York. And everything else. It just gets to a point where you have to put your Operation Matrix 3 helmet on and wonder what the hell is this all for. They say that if you give up safety for security or security for safety, you deserve neither nor. And I fully believe in that. Before I actually get off the air here, because this is just a short show, there is another one that really caught my attention. This one is a little bit of a flashback here, but I've been subscribed to her for quite a while, and I do pay attention to the things that she actually brings up. This is another YouTuber called Really Graceful, just as it sounds. Really Graceful, spelled the same way. This report came out on March 13, 2018. You can support her channel on patreon.com, user? U as in umbrella, the equal symbol, 4621074. Again, that's www.patreon.com/user? U as in umbrella, equal sign, 4621074. You can also catch her out on Facebook, facebook.com/reallygraceful. You can catch her on Twitter, same handle, and on Steemit, at Really Graceful. I watch a lot of her reporting. She does a really, really, really good job, and the main reason why I love it is because she always DYOR, do your own research, question everything, including oneself. So I'm always going to be paying attention to, you know, people who are not pushing one narrative or another. They just more or less want you to get the facts and for you to come on with your own educated conclusion. Nevertheless, with everything that's going on with the CDC and the missing worker, Mr. Cunningham, who was recently found apparently face up in a creek and nobody has any idea of why, even though they scoured that entire area. But, you know, a fisherman just apparently had to find him and, you know, no foul play or anything like that. Concluding before anything else has been tested. But, hey, what business is it of mine? But nevertheless, you got to remember a couple years ago, or about a year ago, there was a huge fire that happened on one of the major highways in Georgia that was underneath a lot of stipulation, a lot of mystery, a lot of wonder, and a lot of straight answers and everything else like that. And she really caught a lot of that and just kind of asking questions, which is what we do here. So I always admire people who do that. So please go check out her YouTube, like I said, it is really graceful. RealLyGracefull. And this audio clip that I ripped it from is actually Something Strange is Happening in Georgia. I actually been meaning to play this for a while, but I really didn't want to just give you like a 20-minute show. So I wanted to play this as well because Georgia, especially Atlanta is one of the global cities along with Chicago, New York, L.A., things like that. So it's always good to find out exactly what these cities have in store and what they're planning on doing. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and get into the audio clip of Something is Strange going on in Georgia. A report from YouTuber Really Graceful.
Hey, Internet friends. As many of you already know, I'm from Georgia. And I pay extra special attention to the strange happenings taking place around me, of which there's no shortage. Ever since General Sherman marched the sea during the Civil War, leaving scorched earth behind, what's risen from the ashes has been anything but ordinary. A new economic order emerged in the form of the Federal Reserve, with its birthplace off the coast of Georgia. And decades later, a new world order was etched into stone, erected in the form of the mysterious Georgia Guidestones, whom some refer to as the American Stonehenge. Nowadays, with Georgia's capital situated right along the 33rd parallel, Atlanta is home to major players like CNN, Coca-Cola, the Centers for Disease Control, and of course, the busiest airport in the world. Georgia has made news headlines over the last year as being the central hub for various odd incidents. Nearly a year ago in April, I uploaded a video titled Something Strange is Happening in Atlanta, documenting the sequence of events surrounding the controversial I-85 bridge collapse. Today, I plan to expand on that video, all the way from the greater Atlanta area and beyond, because something strange is taking place in Georgia, and perhaps it's time to ask why. So let's travel back in time to where I left off in my last video. At 5:14 p.m. on March 30th, 2017, when downtown Atlanta streets closed, Homeland Security responded to a report of a male carrying red mercury from Africa, which is a really curious report with an even more curious response from authorities, given that red mercury is documented as an urban myth of a substance, totally hypothetical, but rumored to be utilized in the creation of nuclear bombs, having originated in Russia and leaked into the black market. And for the last several decades, corporate media outlets have assured the public that red mercury is nothing more than a hoax. An hour after the red mercury report, during peak rush hour traffic, an Atlanta bridge caught fire, causing the collapse of a section of I-85 and leaving motorists stranded on the freeway for hours. Three homeless individuals were arrested in connection to the collapse shortly thereafter, suspected of maliciously setting fire to a main artery of Atlanta's roadways. The defense team for one of these suspects, Basil Ellaby, suggested that the evidence to bolster a felony first-degree arson charge was lackluster. The defense team stated that they believed Ellaby was quickly singled out, and he was arrested as a result of the officials wanting to quickly identify a culprit. This would serve as a means to satisfy the public outrage and also possibly absolve the department of any responsibility for its storage of these dozens of giant spools of petroleum-based conduit under this very critical section of highway infrastructure. And as an update to this story, this 666-mile-long highway, this section of it anyway, opened 6 weeks later when it was restored. Called to respond to the I-85 bridge fire was the Atlanta Fire Rescue Airport foam trucks. And while the foam itself smothered the angry flames pretty effectively, it wasn't the last time in 2017 that the Atlanta Airport firemen would see some major action. On December 7th, 2017, panic spread across social media, with reports of thick, black smoke rising from nearby Hartsfield-Jackson, the world's busiest airport. However, national headlines reassured travelers and city dwellers alike that the unusually thick smoke was attributed to a routine drill. And the lessons learned during that drill were apparently put to the test 10 days later when there was a complete blackout at Hartsfield-Jackson as a result of an electrical fire, stranding travelers for hours in total darkness and suspending and grounding all flights to and from the airport. Well, almost all flights, with the exception of a couple. The electrical fire reportedly crippled both the main power source as well as the backup sources because the lines ran through the same tunnel. The FBI issued a statement the day of the outage, saying that there was no reason to suspect terrorism as the root cause of the blackout. Instead, it was the system of cables running through the same channel. And as demonstrated on that day, if anything happens to that channel, the busiest airport in the world can shut down in a matter of moments. I mean, if what they're telling us is the entire story. If we're being told the whole and truthful version of the story, then in the instance of the airport blackout, the Georgia power monopoly as well as the lack of accountability and failed leadership had a costly and detrimental impact on critical infrastructure. Again, if we're being told the truth and nothing but, in the case of both the airport shutdown and the I-85 bridge collapse, the problem here is that our government-owned and operated infrastructure relies on a delicate, flawed, and perhaps outdated system. While I'm providing state-specific examples in this video, crumbling infrastructure as a result of criminal negligence is not at all isolated to Georgia. But if there was any criminal neglect of this public infrastructure, wouldn't public officials and involved parties have a lot to gain by blaming citizens for their neglect? If you notice the pattern that's emerged just within the last year of coverage of Georgia-related events, the corporate media initially reports on these incidents only for the coverage to totally fall out of the news cycle. Imagine if mainstream journalists actually did investigations into how our tax dollars and funds are allocated for infrastructure. What if they discovered that all the funds were being allocated appropriately? At what question would they arrive next? Perhaps a question of who benefited from these incidents. Unfortunately, it's not unusual to discover that high-level individuals sometimes do unethical things. Their complex financial interests limiting their ability to do their job. Such was the case with the Centers for Disease Control Director Brenda Fitzgerald, who resigned on January 1, 2018, a day after it was reported she purchased tobacco stock after she became CDC director less than a year ago. Dr. Ann Schuchat is now the acting CDC director. Her resume includes responding to the H1N1 pandemic, the SARS outbreak in Beijing. She worked on the Ebola vaccine trials in Africa, and she even played a key support role in Washington, D.C. during the 2001 bioterrorism anthrax response. And as a total aside, have you all noticed the trend in headlines lately, reporting incidents of mysterious white powder being mailed to individuals? It's like we've stepped back in time. What's old is new again. Side note, over. What's clear here is that very exceptional people work at the CDC, a national public health institute nestled in the heart of Atlanta that deals with some of the deadliest and most horrible things imaginable. So when CDC doctor Timothy Cunningham disappeared on February 12, 2018, one of the things I noticed was that they broadcasted pictures of him taking selfies in his car and posted snapshots of his dog, depicting a very normal and ordinary individual, which he is not. The 35-year-old is no regular old doctor either. In addition to being a high-ranking military official, Dr. Cunningham responded to public health emergencies like the Ebola outbreak and the Zika virus. And the events surrounding his disappearance are very puzzling. Police confirmed that in the day prior to his disappearance, Dr. Cunningham told his neighbor to tell his wife to delete his phone number. The next day, he left work early, complaining of feeling ill. And after failing to report to work over the next couple days, his parents drove from Maryland all the way to Atlanta to find an empty house, with their son's belongings left behind, including his cell phone, wallet, and car. And he even left his beloved dog behind, too. The coverage of his disappearance has been rather complicated because initially the media and Atlanta police reported that Dr. Cunningham had been passed up for a promotion a week before, and the tone of the report sort of implied that he might have committed suicide. However, a month has passed and his body has yet to be discovered. Recently, the CDC commented on the worker's disappearance, correcting the police and media reports that he was passed up for a promotion, saying that was an entirely false report. So, since this story has almost completely fallen out of the news cycle and was riddled with errors to begin with, let's go through some possibilities, none of which I'm implying are true or factual. They're just possibilities. It's entirely possible that the CDC doctor fell ill, perhaps as a result of what he was exposed to at work or otherwise. Now, he could have hallucinated and wandered off. He could have purposefully isolated himself as a means of treatment, or he could have been scooped up against his will for treatment. Aside from the possibility of illness, since these individuals are no ordinary doctors working at the CDC, I would assume that he could have been targeted by a foreign government, or he was a spy. If he was a spy, he could have smuggled materials and left the country. If he was kidnapped, then that would explain the state of his home with all of his personal possessions left behind. There's a whole range of scenarios with incredibly serious implications not being discussed by the media, which makes me wonder why they even bother to cover the story at all, especially since they're doing such a poor job of getting these details straight, unless the story of Dr. Timothy Cunningham is serving as a warning to those like him. Interestingly, on February 25th, after Dr. Cunningham's disappearance, the CDC asked Congress for $400 million to build a new high-security building to house the world's deadliest pathogens. The CDC already has one of those facilities, which was opened in 2005, and it cost $214 million, but apparently now they need a new one. Finally, we arrive at the strange incident that occurred at Dalton High School in the aftermath of the Florida school, SHOOTING. I have to spell that out and be ridiculous because ThemTube won't allow even a passing mention of this event if you're not Dinosaur Media or an approved mouthpiece. In the weeks that followed this event in Florida, President Trump proposed that teachers should be armed. And several days later, a 53-year-old school teacher barricaded himself in his classroom. And when the principal attempted to open the door with a key, the suspect, Jesse Randall Davidson, allegedly fired a shot from his handgun through an exterior window, harming no one in the process but causing widespread panic on social media and making headlines across the country, the entire incident becoming politicized before the teacher was even in handcuffs. Random Twitter accounts of individuals claiming to be Dalton High School students chimed in, communicating with Florida survivors in a series of politically charged tweets that were given lots of media coverage. And while that in itself is certainly strange, several months earlier, Dalton police documented Davidson's confession of having someone killed, a woman with whom he'd had an online affair and claimed to have impregnated with twins in 2015. However, the statements Davidson made were reportedly too vague to be taken seriously, and his confession was attributed to mental illness. In the weeks leading up to March 1st, Dalton High School staff claimed that Davidson had been acting strangely on school grounds, wandering around in sections of the school that weren't his normal stomping grounds, and even in one instance, disappearing during the school day, only to be found later, conscious but unresponsive. Is it possible that this incident with the firearm could be completely attributed to the suspect's compromised mental state? Well, sure. Could he have been attempting to commit suicide in his classroom with no one around? Sure. However, the timing of this event, as well as the immediate politically charged response to it, is what I find suspect. And therefore, I'll close by saying this. I am not stating that any of the aforementioned events are connected, beyond being connected by the way in which the coverage was handled. I could create a Something Strange is Happening video for pretty much any location, because something strange is always happening. Breaking news headlines are always being cycled through the corporate media, to be mentioned a handful of times and then to be replaced by yet another distraction, or a topic more suited for division. That being said, I think it's always a good idea to pay attention to your surroundings, to do your own research, to question the information you're being fed, and of course, to ask why. Because what I find most telling is not the information that's being provided, it's the information that's being suppressed. Let me know your thoughts. You know I always look forward to reading your comments. Thank you so much for subscribing, following me on other platforms, and supporting me on Patreon. Bye!
Goodbye, really graceful. Really appreciate that report. Like I said, this came back from March 13th, so this is a, I guess you can call it a flashback. But I do encourage you to check out her channel as well. And just like she said at the very end of it, we can come up with many different scenarios or anything like that. It isn't so much about the information that they're giving us, it's about the information that they're repressing. It's up to us to DYOR, do our own research in these stories that we are hearing, and nevertheless to understand that once one divisional narrative isn't working or getting the results that the elites or the powers that shouldn't be get, then they just compound it with another one and link it to another one and compound it to another one. Unfortunately, this is the rabbit hole that we are in. It has many turns and it has plenty of spins. Freedom from fuckery, freedom of fuckery. Hashtag. Yeah, we're trying to do it. So, like I said, people want to question why I highlight YouTube videos and YouTubers, certain YouTubers. I'm not saying that I agree with everything that they do. I'm not saying that I go on whatever side that they are, if they even hold one. I have made it perfectly clear that I, myself, Rush Perez, Dead Man X, Green Knight X, is an anarchist to the fullest. I just question everything, including myself and anything else that's brought in front of me. I fully believe in what William Cooper said, believe nothing, but listen and read everything, and believe nothing unless you have irrefutable, documented evidence of what you are trying to convey. And I seriously believe in that. And ladies and gentlemen, more of these little reports are going to come sporadically. Here we go, you know, every now and then. As I get them and I find them suffice enough. And this isn't a knock against anybody in the YouTube industry or anything like that, but a lot of these are for visual effects, so there's not much audio that goes into it. Unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio right now does not, at least that I know of, and even if they do, I wouldn't do it anyway just because, hi NSA, you got enough information on us and on me. We don't need that, but this is the information that you got to think. You just got to start questioning everything and start wondering why. You know what I mean? We haven't really even heard too much out of the CDC. I follow them, you know, because that's a very important thing. And especially considering that not that long ago, what, about 3 or 4 years ago, they wanted to relocate Plum Island. If you don't know about Plum Island, I invite you to go DYOR. Do your own research on that. That's not a conspiracy. The place actually exists, and the breaches that have happened actually exist. It's a high-level, multi-security, maximum facility for diseases and bacteria that are highly, highly deadly to human beings and agriculture. And guess what they wanted to do? They wanted to move it to Kansas City if they haven't already. I actually haven't done any follow-up research on that because I've been following NASA and CERN. With dark matter and whatnot, but I will be following up on that. The Secret Society series for ATG Against the Grain is usually on Sundays at 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern, but this is a report I just couldn't pass up, and also the Really Graceful channel as well. This is something that I wanted to play before. I'm used to 3 hours for our shows, and we knocked it down to 2. So I'm still kind of getting the hang of that. But either way, you know, I always find a way to loop around and bring back the information and facts that I speak about or that we speak about on our show so you can DYOR, do your own research. I try not to have too much time go in between that so you don't forget. I know our attention spans are very short, especially with all the distractions and just normal things that we have to do in our lives. It's normal day to day, but it does pay to do this information. Don't just read the headlines, read the information. understand that some of your quote-unquote representatives are not representing you, but they are representing the interests in their pocket. So I would say, follow the money. Know thy enemy. The reason for that, it's just not a saying. You really need to actually follow it. So, pretty much my moment of clarity for this show, because I always try to end it, is just that, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, in New York they have a high-rise that doesn't have any windows or anything else like that. Apparently the MIB, the Men in Black, that's their central headquarters. All they have is venting. You know, if you're here to protect us and everything else, why is that not something that we can know about or even visit or anything like that? No cameras, no cameras, but we have cameras on every corner. We have cameras even in our pills. We, you know what I'm saying? In the medical field, we have chips for our dogs. We have chips for our cards. I mean, you know, our credit cards. After the attack on actual fiat money. All right. So tomorrow we're gonna have a show, and it's called Ill Mind. Definitely check in tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Please check your time zone, and we will be here ready to rock with you, A and myself will be here, and we will be bringing you a bunch of news that is not getting talked about very much in the media, and some that is. Then Thursday we have a special show about the SCO, which is the Shanghai Corporation Organization, because with everything going on in Eurasia and everything going on over there in the Middle East, I really stress that people understand the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, understand the IMF, all right, International Monetary Fund, understand our Federal Reserve, that's no more federal than Federal Express, to quote the great Gerald Celente, and understanding how these banks are running us and have been running us. Understand how your Social Security card is no more than when you go into work and punch in and you're just a number for work. Understanding where your birth certificate comes from. Understanding maritime law and how the docket, looking at a courtroom, looking how it looks like a ship. You started looking and digging into that Black Laws Dictionary and everything else and understanding what law really means. And how the laws of the land really are. Hey, even going back to your IRS, your 1040 and your 1040EZ and all the rest of your IRS forms, do your own research and see how we're still paying the crown. Why else would the entire world stop anytime that something happens over there in the UK dealing with the Queen and her direct bloodline? Why do you think the Mossad and Israel are still shooting people and killing people, shot a journalist, just covering the story, turned around, shot him in the back, shooting, killing plenty of people, plenty of Palestinians. Free Palestine! You're an illegal occupation right inside of them. Israel. Israel is what I call you. I of whores. Yeah. We're going to really get deep into the Secret Society series. So definitely look out for those coming up. Like I said, I just wanted to show love to some YouTubers that I watch quite frequently, and I check out their reports, and they do a great job, great production, everything else, and share that with you guys. So definitely go check that out. All right? And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen from all across the world, thank you guys for joining us. This is ATG on ANTRN, the Anonymous North Texas Radio Network, now known as Against Normal Trends 501C. We are doing our best to bring knowledge to all of you and let you do your own research on all the facts. So never forget, too, that any of our shows, all you got to do is follow the link about 5 minutes after the show ends, and then you can re-listen to the entire show from start to finish. All right? All right, everybody. Well, it's been a great night. It is 4/23/2018. I am your host, Rush Perez of ANTRN and of Against the Grain, RWO, The Real World Order. And always remember, sky's the limit. And the world, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the world is indeed at your fingertips. Good night. Till tomorrow.